Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and I'm all excited about our special show that we're having today. We're talking about Thanksgiving, being thankful, being happy, being appreciative, and just letting your angels welcome you into their world, and you welcome them into your world, and what a difference that makes in your life, in what you do, and how you do it. So this is a super-duper new, exciting way of thinking. And again, I'm the Angel Lady, Sue Storm. If you'd like to follow me, my website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net. And we're going to move forward very quickly. The way I want to start is telling you a little bit about me and why I'm doing this and how I can help you. So I had a near-death experience as a child, and from that time on, I've been hearing, seeing, and feeling the presence of angels. And they've been talking to me and helping me so that I can help you. And what we're going to do today on the show is that you're going to be able to call in. Benny, are you there to give out the number right away? Let's do that right away.
Yeah, I'd be more than happy to. If you'd like to join Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, on the Dr. Pat Show, who's guest hosting today, it's 800-930-2819. The number again, 800-930-2819. The lines are open for you and mini readings with Sue Storm.
Good. So when you call in, then you can get the names of your three angels that have been chosen for you for your life's purpose. And the angels say that if you're on the path towards your life's purpose, things run smoothly. If you're having little bumps in the road, then you need a little adjustment, an angelic adjustment. So we're going to go for that and go further with that. Also, you can ask a question. It's kind of like a little mini reading, angel mini reading, but you can ask a question. Just be very specific. Don't say something like, tell me about my career or tell me about my love life, whatever. Be very specific. The angels will tell you exactly what you want to know, and it's more important that you get basic information than it is general information. So, how can we help? Angels say that life is easy. We just don't know how to live it. So get started. Learn how to live your life. Learn how to live it with peace and ease and fulfillment. And let's just bring some excitement back into your life or move it forward in such a way that you achieve your goals. It's all about success. Your angels are here to help you with success, success in career, success in health, success in happiness. And again, our theme for today because of Thanksgiving is thankfulness. Thankfulness, thinking of all the things that your angels and God have already brought you. How has your life developed in a positive, healthy, happy way? Being appreciative of all of that and then moving forward into even more. That's what we're going to do. So here we go. We'll start out with a, what should we do? I'd like to say, I'm talking to my angels. I'd like to start out with a meditation that I call Love Abounds. So if you're listening, do this with me. If you're in a car, don't close your eyes. We need to be very careful here. But this is my Love Abounds. And if you can start every day with this and thinking about your angels and even end your day with it, it'll really help you. And the way it works is you think about your belly, you think about your solar plexus, and you think about love in your solar plexus, physical love. Okay? So love in the physical realm, the love of a child, love of a pet. Just think of physical love in your belly. And then the next thing you do, and we'll do it rather quickly, you can do it on your own, but then you move up to your heart, and in your heart, you think of divine love. What is divine love to you? It could be love of nature. It could be love of a tree, a plant. It could be God. It could be anything that means the universal energy, anything that means divine love to you. And you put that in your heart. You think about that. And then the next thing you do is you think about going up above your head and bringing in miracle energy, miracle love. So many miracles can happen for you. There's so many blessings out there for each and every one of us that we haven't tapped into yet. And today, we're going to tap into that. So miracle love. Be on watch for miracle love, miracle watch. That's what happens when you're connected to your angels. Surprises, lovely surprises. Do we have any callers, Benny, or should I just keep going on with my love?
And not at the moment. Let's give out the number again, 800-930-2819. We'd love to have you on the show today for a mini angel reading, I should say. I'll reverse that. 800-930-2819. And yeah, I'll let you continue on. You're doing great.
Okay, great. Okay. So another remedy around love and is in the Angel First Aid Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity book. And this remedy is called Love is in the Air. And you just think about that. Love is in the air. So you just have to breathe it in. You don't have to find someone else to love you. You can just breathe in the love. So take a deep breath, deep, peaceful breath. And breathe in the love. Love is in the air. Hey, that's working. Okay. Love is in the air. And now what I want to do is I want to show you how to communicate with your angels. Because if you're going to thank them, it's nice to hear their appreciation back and to be able to connect with them. So we're going to do a little visualization on how to connect with your angel. And the first thing you do is visualize Serena, who's the angel of nurturing, angel of the inner child, an angel of nurturing. And you think about sitting on a park bench with Serena, and you're watching a river or a flow in front of you, and you're just taking, again, some deep, peaceful breaths. Angel messages come in on the breath. So deep, peaceful breaths if you want to hear your angels. And then Serena next to you. And then ask Serena a very simple yes or no question. And since we're talking about love, say, Serena, do you love me? And you'll get a feeling, a sound. You'll either hear her say yes, or you'll get a feeling, or both, or you might get a vision. But that's how you start. And then you can go to another question again. You start with yes or no questions, and you can go to another question. Serena, are you there for me? And hear the answer. And then you smile. You know you heard the answer. And then you go on to another question. And in time, you're going to be able, after you've practiced a little bit, and you know, you recognize or know the sound of your angel, and you can hear that angel, then you go into a little more of a question that has, a longer answer, not just a yes or no. So if you have a question about your career, or you want to make a decision, you can ask her, but make it simple. Start out with things that are simple, and then you can get into things that are more advanced and hear her. And I know everybody out there has heard, felt, or seen their angel. You may not realize it. You may just think that you were thinking, it was your intuition, you just had something out of the corner of your eye come by, and you know, oh, what's that? Or you've had a really good feeling, an aha, something has happened, and you've heard something, or just something, a knowing, an inner knowing. And that could be your angel. So I know everyone has connected with their angels at some point in the past. And anyone who wants to call in and tell us your angel experience, that would be interesting. The angel just came through and said, let them call us and tell us. So if you've had what you think is an angel experience, call in. Benny, give out the number one more time.
Sure, it's 800-930-2819. The number again is 800-930-2819. And actually, Sue, we're right up to our first break, so we can just go ahead and take it on out there. And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Dr. Pat Show being brought to you by the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Our fill-in guest host today is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. We'd love to have you on the show. 800-930-2819. We'll be right back with Sue.
Never felt this way before. It seems as though I've earned my wings. I wear a smile all the time now to compliment my wedding ring. I hear that heaven is twice as...
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, jp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's Heaven Sent Guided Angel Meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least 3 things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com, and listen to the first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific with host Sherry Clark. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Taste all my words to savor its sweetness. An afterthought occurred. I thought I found love before, but I must admit it couldn't have been no one.
I understand that we have someone that's calling in that's going to tell us about their near-death experience. So, Benny, you want to take care of that for
sure,
me?
Sure, love to do that. First of all, if you're just tuning in, we need to let everybody know who you are, and that is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's on the air now on Dr. Pat's radio show. 800-930-2819 is the number if you'd like to get in. And, Sue, let's bring on, looks like Walter's calling in from Graham, Washington. Hey, Walter.
Hello. Hello, Sue.
Hi.
Yeah. I was calling about an experience I had clear back in 1970. One night we were partying, and I'm not sure I died, but I know I blacked out. I went completely, it was exactly like somebody took a bullet and shot at me, and I was scared to death, and I fell to death, as far as I know. But there was a blackness period, just complete darkness, and then all of a sudden there was words started up that were just flying by, and they were going by so fast it was like several languages were being spoken. And then the letter L came up. It was like it was screamed at me, and I could feel my body coming up off the ground, and then like millions or thousands of more words and sounds, and then the letter O was screamed, and then the letter B, same thing, and then the letter E. And I was standing on my feet with my arms stretched out straight. Now, this is the most holy, strangest thing I could ever imagine to how to explain it. And I don't know if I was dead, but if I just fainted, something couldn't. I would have stood up when I was awake, but this stood me up. And I was just wondering if you've ever heard of anybody having this experience. I mean, that's what I would call divine love, to tell you the truth. It was, and it also makes me think that our word love is not just a word. There's like several other things incorporated in between each one of those letters, but that's another type of thing. But I was just wondering, have you ever heard of this type of experience?
You know, I love that you call in, L-O-V-E. I mean, it's wonderful, and I have not heard of anything specifically like that, but similar, and I just think this is great. What it means to me is that you're a very special person, because that was a really unique and special experience. So take that with you as you go on in life, and remember that, you know, you're important and you're valuable. That's what your angels are saying.
Well, there's certainly something out there that, I mean, as far as I know, it could have been a spaceship that beamed that word down to me and brought me back to life, or an angel. That's what I've, you know, could have done that, could have stood right by me, and that's the way an angel thinks. But, man, that's the most strangest, and it was real. I mean, it wasn't, you know, I don't know how to explain it, but why the word love if love isn't a very... you know, but it makes it a little bit more holy than our regular word love. So, anyway, well, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, it was Archangel Michael. He just came in and said, it was me. That's who brought you back. So you were right, it was an angel.
Well, you know, there's one thing. If we could get one angel to appear one time and bring him to, like, the Channel 4 TV station or something, you know, angels have tremendous power. They have power enough to wipe out the world. I mean, if we could get one to appear one time, it would be like we could save the world. I mean, that's one thing. It's like during Jesus' time, the angels would appear. Angel appeared to Mary. Nobody messed with Mary, but Jesus allowed them to kill him. But then angels quit appearing over time. I think we're not ready to face it. We need to have study groups on what's going to happen, because what's going to happen when we die? We're going to wake up. We're going to see somebody, you know.
You know, this is wonderful. Thank you for calling. And I do believe the angels can help. I don't know if we can save the world quickly, but we can save it, you know, one step at a time. So thank you so much, Walter.
Yeah, Walter, thanks. Appreciate you calling in. We do it as much as we can. And do we have other angels for Walter? I know you gave out the archangel, maybe
a parting
angel, I should say.
Yeah, sure, Walter. Your other angels are Solomon, S-O-L-O-M-O-N, who's the angel of security, safety and security. So that angel must have been around at the same time.
Yeah.
And then you also have Timothy, who's the angel of good fortune. So, also you have several angels with you.
Those are perfect.
And lots of blessings. Mm-hmm,
absolutely. Thanks, Walter, for calling in. If you'd like to join us on the Dr. Pat Show, guest host Sue Storm is filling in today. She's doing mini angel readings on the air. 800-930-2819. That's the number. 800-930-2819. And Sue, back at you.
Okay. So we're talking about love today. Isn't that interesting? L-O-V-E. And again, if you've had a near-death experience or if you've had an angelic experience where an angel has appeared to you, let us know. Call in and let us know, because that's wonderful. In the Angel First Aid books, in all of the books, I put down the different stories that people have told me about angels and how they've helped them in their life. And I'll tell you, you know, since we're on that subject, I'll give you a couple of those stories that people have called in and told me. One of my favorites is about Heather. Heather was a photographer. She was living in New York, and they were doing reconstruction of some sort on her condo. They were fixing her condo up and modernizing it, and she had to go and visit with a friend and stay with her. So the next day after she got there, there was a beautiful sunset over the Hudson River, and she was all excited, and she grabbed her camera, and there were these sliding doors that went out to the balcony, and she could see the fence or whatever, the gate around the balcony. And she ran out and opened the doors with her camera in hand, and all of a sudden there's this angel hovering there, big female angel with her finger pointing down. And Heather looked, and there was no floor in the balcony. It did have the railing around it, but it didn't have a floor. And she would have fallen to her death if that angel had not been there showing her, don't take another step further. So she called in, and that was really exciting. I'm so glad that she told me. And another one is about a young man when he was in high school. He was playing on the soccer team, and he was late for his soccer game, but he didn't have anything to eat, and he was going to McDonald's. His mom was driving, and she was stopped the car across the street from McDonald's, and she was just waiting in the car, and he went in to grab his to get his lunch really quickly, and it took forever. I don't know if it was the line was long. He said that it was just for some reason, whereas McDonald's is mostly fast, it was slow. So finally, he grabs his lunch, starts, and he runs out the door, and something grabs him by the back of the neck, by his collar, and slams him back into the building. I mean, not enough to hurt him, but he actually, his head and his back hit the building. And when he looked to the right, there was this beautiful female angel just standing there, and a semi-trailer truck, a 40-wheeler, was tearing down the street. Something had happened to the brakes, and had he kept running towards his mom's car and the angel not stopped him, I think we'd have had either another near death or we don't need to go into that. And when he saw his mom, when the truck went by and he saw his mom, she had her hands in her, her head in her hands, and she was just bawling because she just thought for sure he was a goner. But not with the angels. They can come in and help you. And I'm so glad they do. Okay. What do you think, Benny? Should I tell another angel story? What would you like to hear?
Yeah, that'd be great. Let me also give out the number, too, if you'd like to join us on the show today. Mini Angel Radies given out by Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. And it's 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. Yeah, we got like 2 minutes and 3 minutes before our next break, so go ahead.
Okay, and if you want to call in and find out the names of your guardian angels, who they are, find out about your life's purpose and what's going on, and please do. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, so Dr. Pat is always asking me when I'm on the show with her to tell some success stories, how the angels have helped people with success. So I'm going to do that, too. I'm going to tell you a success story. One, and this is an extreme one, but it's a good one. A man called me after the Dr. Pat Show. He had heard me on the Dr. Pat Show, and he called and told me he was just plain down and out. He had lost his job, and because he had lost his job, he had to give up his apartment. His girlfriend had left him, and he was about to lose his truck. And he was just, he just didn't know what to do. He was obviously at the end of his rope, and he didn't know what to do. And I gave him some affirmations. The angels had made up some specific affirmations for him, and I told him what to think, and I told him which angels to talk to. And he called me back 2 weeks later, and he said that he had been offered 3 different jobs, things that he had either applied for or someone just saw him that he knew and offered him a job. He had been offered 3 different jobs. He was working. He saved his truck. And one of those, meetings, he had met the woman of his dreams, and he was dating somebody already. So I can't say things are going to happen that fast, but they can. They absolutely do. And another, this is another amazing story, too. A woman came to see me who was in her 40s, and she was making 6 figures. So she was very successful. She loved her job. She was very successful. But she just wanted to find the right mate. And she had some extreme ideas of what she wanted that person to do. Like, for instance, she would go and sit with Diane Fossey's gorillas. She would travel the world. She would just do all kinds of things. And I was thinking, wow, the angels have a real job here, finding somebody for her with, one, the money, and, two, the intention to do all the things that she could do. And believe it or not, we did some of the remedies. We talked to Terina, T-E-R-I-N-A, who's the angel of finding soulmates. And within 2 weeks, she was invited to a dinner party and met that man, the man who could take her everywhere. He had sailed with Jacques Cousteau. He did all those kinds of things. And happily, I was invited to the wedding. So, and so if you think that it's too extreme, that your dreams and your wishes are not going to happen, that things are not going to work out for you, again, we're being thankfulness. This show is about thankfulness. Thank your angels for what you have, and let's move on to more. You know, a little thing that I heard about a long time ago, which is kind of interesting, is to take a box, and I took a shoe box, and decorate it with wrapping paper, and make it your thank you box. And then every day, write a little note and put it in through the slit on the top with a thank you. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. Thank your angels for all the things that they've done. And watch more happen. It's kind of like being in the flow, moving things so they go from where they are to where they want to be. And that's what angels do. When you come to me for a real angel reading or an angel consult, this is what I'll say to you. Where are you now, and where do you want to be? And then we'll design a plan. This is for you specifically, and we'll start working on it immediately. In fact, lately I've been doing more mentoring, where if you want a long-term plan because you want many things in your life and you want to take it step by step, remove the things that are blocking you and move towards the things that are helping you, we can do that. We can do mentoring, we can do sessions, we can do love sessions, whatever you need, your angels are there to do it, and with a smile, and efficiently and quickly. That's what I love about the angels, fast and quick.
That's right. And we're going to give some angels out after this break. We've reached the bottom of the hour. 800-930-2819 for Sue Storm, the angel lady. She's filling in for Dr. Pat today on the show. She's a love. We've got full lines now. They just decided to come in here. So that's good. We have Kim, Kelly, and Char holding. So we'll be right back with those listeners after this break. We'll be right back with more from Sue Storm.
Ooh.
just the same. I know I rode a different road and sang a different song. I'll love her till my last breath's gone.
Have you heard of drawing a longer line? A teacher drew a line on the board and asked her students how to make the line shorter without changing or erasing it. No one knew the answer, so she drew a longer line right next to the first one. You can be just like that teacher. If you lack self-confidence, you can draw a longer line. Think of someone you love, someone who inspires you, and ask yourself, what would they do? Remember, you don't have to change the fear or try and get rid of it. A bigger thought, a larger feeling, has the power to release you from the limits that undermine your confidence. Then you're free to take inspired action, to be your best self. Hi, I'm Sarah Main, co-host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, on transformationtalkradio.com. To learn more about how to transform your life with conscious confidence, go to my website, consciousconfidence.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? Retired, children are grown, we've moved on from caregiving, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. Well, it's your life. It's up to you now. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, it's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Silver, everyone came running to the scene. I was shot down in cold blood by an angel in blue jeans.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat today, and we're having a great show. We're talking about love. We're talking about thankfulness. And we're going to get right to the phones because we have callers and we want to take care of them.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll start things off. Kim is calling in from the Kent area. Hi, Kim. Or Kim. I'll get it right.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Sue. I'm just calling to see if who are my angels, if there's any, and if they have any message for me.
Okay, sure. All right, let's start with the angels around you. You have your archangel is Gabriel. And Gabriel is messages and communication, art and invention. And he tells me that you have lots of, you're always thinking. Are you an always thinking person?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what he says. He says you've always got good ideas, though. He likes your ideas, so that's wonderful. And then you have Katrina, and Katrina is the angel of prosperity. And prosperity to the angels is health, happiness, everything in line, and career, you know, everything going well. So that's your money angel. And then you have Bettina. Are you creative in the sense, are you artistic in any way?
I don't think so.
Maybe just with your thoughts. Sometimes people can be creative just in their mind as opposed to...
Oh, yeah. You know, in my mind, yeah. But not, manually.
Yeah, that sounds right. So Bettina is Bettina, and that's the angel of creativity. So you have prosperity, creativity, invention, communication. And your angel just said, wow, and you use every one of us. Okay.
Awesome. Great,
so do you want to give me a subject that you'd like a message on? Give me a little detail in that. Be more specific.
I don't know. Right now,
all right.
I'm under the weather, so I'm just health-wise.
A health-wise? Okay. Well, Peter, by the way, is the angel of health, and Esther is the angel of energy, because it feels like you need more energy.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. You also may want to take advantage. We have a Dr. Pat special that I always offer, where you pay for 1 half hour, and then you get the second half hour at no charge. So you might want to take advantage of that. And I'll give you a phone number to call, too. This is the number to reach me directly for a consultation, 800-323-1790. You get that?
Okay.
All right, good. So we'll get into your health, and we'll let the angels help you. You know what they just said? Don't despair. We're there to help. There you go.
Yay.
Yeah, good. Thank you for calling. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kim, for joining us from the Kent area. 800-930-2819 is the number for the show today. Of course, if you are just tuning in, it's the Dr. Pat Show. Guest hosting today, filling in, is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. If you'd like to join us, we'd love to have you. 800-930-2819. We have a couple of lines open. And now we'll take Kelly, who's calling in from the Bothell area. Hi, Kelly.
Hi. Hi, Sue. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You know, your angels are just smiling. They all broke into smiles when your voice came on and you said, "Hi, Sue." They're sending their love, they tell me. They're sending you their love.
Oh, good.
So would you like to know?
I was calling to find out who my angels are and what kind of messages they have for me.
Okay, sure. All right. And while I'm giving you their names, think about what specifically you'd like a message about. Is that okay? So I can, rather than just something general? Perfect. All right. So you have Caroline, who's the angel of positive thinking, and she tells me you're a very positive person. When there's two ways to look at something, you'll go with the positive way. And your archangel is Uriel, U-R-I-E-L. And Uriel is the archangel of prosperity, enlightenment, and spirituality. And all of those...
Wow.
Yeah, a powerful one. And all of those are with you. I mean, you're on a spiritual path. You're going to be, if you haven't already, become enlightened. And and prosperity is coming your way if it's not already there. So you've got... those are your wonderful angels. And then there's one other one. You have Tyler, who doesn't come up very often, but Tyler's the angel of abundance. You're on a good path.
Good.
A very good path. Awesome. maybe that's your message, that you're on a very good path. Do you have another area that you wanted to ask me about?
Well, I wanted to find out, I have a grandson that is, like, for lack of better words, misbehaving, acting out, and I wanted to find out what I can do to help him.
Okay.
I think he doesn't know how to I don't think he knows how to control his energy.
Okay. So I would do, I would take advantage of the Dr. Pat special and call me, and then we can design something specifically for you to help him. Because he does need your help. He doesn't have your kind of help coming to him in any other way, you know, your spiritual and your strength. So we can do that. Did you get that number, or I'll give it to you again?
I did. I wrote it down.
Perfect.
Yeah,
okay.
I wrote it down.
All right. And then the other thing I could tell you, in the meantime, though, is one of his angels is, let's see, I'm trying to get the name. Oh, he actually has, again, Solomon, the angel of safety and security.
Okay.
And Serena,
does he hear Solomon?
He might. Why? Does he act like he does?
Well, I think that he has conversations with somebody. And
well, you know,
I
didn't mean to interrupt you, but this is Serena, the angel we were talking about in the very beginning, that's the inner child and works with nurturing and stuff. That's the angel that's around him. She just raised her hand and said, you know, it's me, remember me. So that's who's around him. And you can talk to her, and you can ask Serena, help my grandson giving his name. And then we'll talk, and we'll design something special. Okay?
Perfect.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
So glad you called.
Yeah, thanks very much for calling into the show. 800-930-2819 is the number for mini angel readings right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Guest host, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. And if you'd like to join us, we'd love to have you again. 800-930-2819. Sue, we're actually at our last break of the hour. Let's go and just take that one now, and we can get some more phone lines in here, or phone callers, I should say. Again, 800-930-2819. We'll be right back with more from Sue.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Right now, ask yourself, how far are you from your dream? Are you closer today than yesterday? Entrepreneur and personal coach Deborah Rothschild brings the wit and wisdom to transform you into a new dynamic you. Tune in to the Deborah Rothschild Show, Developing a Dynamic You. To learn more about Deborah, visit thedeborahshow.com. That's the D-E-B-R-A show.com.
Tune in live every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Well, I've heard enough, and I've seen enough, and I know enough.
Hello, everyone. everyone. Welcome back to Dr. Pat Show. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. I'm filling in for Dr. Pat today, and we're having an action-packed show. We're talking about love, and we're talking about near-death experiences, and we're talking about angels and thankfulness. Yes, we're talking about thankfulness and how to be thankful for the things that that you already have, so more things can come in, makes room for more to come in. And by the way, Annette is the angel of thankfulness. And I'm going to give you the names of a couple of other angels that you might want to help you get through the holidays. So the angel for prosperity is Katrina, angel of prosperity. And then the angel for love and finding your soulmate is Terina, T-E-R-I-N-A, angel of attraction. She's the angel of attraction. The angel for love, and we're certainly talking about love today, is Tara, T-A-R-A, is the angel of love. And let's see, what other angels would you need for the holidays? How about a money angel? How about Jeremiah, angel of financial security? Tyler, angel of abundance? And maybe even Peter, angel of good health, because we need strength. We should do that. Barry, B-A-R-Y, is the angel of strength. And if you're looking for a new job over the holidays or an improvement in your career, you can always call the angels for a consult, 800-323-1790, and get my angels to help you. Or you can talk to Corey, C-O-R-Y, angel of careers. So do we have someone waiting for us, Benny, that wants to talk?
We do, and I'm so proud. I'm glad she's back. Char, she dropped earlier. She's now back.
Oh,
she got
good.
Her phone worked out. So, yeah, Char's calling in from Vashon Island. So, hey, Char, welcome back, and thanks for calling us back.
Thank Hi, you Char. Very much. Hi, Sue. How are you?
Good, good. What can I help you with?
Well, I'm not that familiar or you know, I listen to the program all the time, and I was like, gosh, I've always wanted to call in and just hear a bit about your perception of what my angels are. And my second part of that is, you know, and I don't know if this is something that you're able to tell me, do I have any past relatives that have passed on that are a guardian angel of mine?
Oh, perfect question. I'm so glad you asked. All right. So let me give you the angels that are with you based on your life's purpose. You have also Caroline, angel of positive thinking. And then you have, you have Ruth, the angel of divine justice. Does that make sense to you?
It's like yes.
If something isn't right, it really bothers you. You need somebody to help you with justice. So that's
yes.
Ruth. That's an interesting, oh, good. That's an interesting angel. And then you have William, who's the angel of peace. Peace of mind,
okay.
Inner peace. So that's your angel. And I don't think I gave you an archangel. Your archangel is Gabriel also, messages and communication.
Okay.
Okay, so you got all those angels.
I have those, yeah.
Right. Okay, so now I'm happy that you asked me the other question about can relatives be guardian angels. True guardian angels have never had a physical body. Angel means messenger of God, and they have never had a physical body. That's why it's hard for me if someone asks me to give them a time frame, how long will it take or when will it happen, because angels have never lived in time and space.
Oh.
Now, isn't that interesting? Now, someone who has passed on can still be a spirit guide for you, and that's the difference between a spirit guide and an angel, because they've had a physical body. And so they can watch over you and be there for you. It feels like there's a grandfather and a great-grandfather that are helping you out.
Okay. Thank you.
And if you ever want to talk to them from the other side, let me know. Call that 800
okay.
number, and we'll do that too.
Oh, well, thank you, Sue, very much.
Okay. So glad you called. Anything else you'd like?
No, that meant a lot to me, so I appreciate it, and have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Char, for joining us. And about 5 minutes left in the show there, Sue. So if anyone's out there listening and would love to get a mini angel reading, I'll get that out right. Now's the time. 800-930-2819. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is here for you.
Okay, so I'm just going to talk about the holidays, and you interrupt when that person calls. How's
Roger that? Sounds good. Yeah.
All right. Okay, we got a deal here. So what can help you get through the holidays? If you have a family that is not the easiest to get along with, or you just want to make sure your family is doing well and that everything goes well, you can talk to William, the Angel of Peace, and ask for peace throughout the Thanksgiving. And you can also talk to Evelyn, who's the Angel of Manifesting, and ask her to manifest either the finances that you need for buying gifts or the peace of mind that you're looking for. Anything you're looking to manifest, Evelyn will help with, or the extra money for the turkey dinner or whatever. In my household, it's a vegetarian dinner. My daughter's a vegetarian, so Thanksgiving is unusual. It's all the side dishes. So those are the angels that can help you with that. And I'm also thinking that there is a remedy. Angels Raise My Vibrations an octave. That's a musical octave. And get your vibrations up before you go, so that you're in a good place. Another thing you can do, and this is a remedy in the Angel First Aid books, is move your energy from the front of your body to your backbone. Think of the energy in your belly, in your chest, just kind of moving back into your backbone. And because when energy is more in your belly area, you're more of a victim. When energy is in your backbone, you're stronger, you're healthier, people don't mess with you. It's a good thing to do if you're interviewing for a job. And so,
and no one likes to be messed with anyways, right?
That's true.
Right. Okay. Hey, I hate to interrupt you. Let's bring on, we have one, maybe two.
We
can sneak in our second one. Krista's calling in from Bellevue. She snuck in. So, Krista, welcome to the show. And Sue Storm.
Hi.
Thank you. Hi,
yeah,
Sue.
Let's
nice
you
to
in.
Meet
what
you.
Do you need?
I would like the angel reading to see who my angels are.
Sure. Absolutely. So you have Lorena, L-O-R-E-N-A, who's the angel of divine grace. And they tell me there's a lot of grace around you. And you're a really valuable person. You're a very valuable soul, is what I hear. Old soul. And your angels are very excited to talk to you. Okay, and then your archangel is Raphael, healing and compassion. And you're also a wonderful, compassionate person. And then you also have Tarina, the angel of attraction. Yeah, really good angels.
Oh.
Okay. Do you have a question? Because I know we're running up against time.
Yeah. I have some family members that have passed over, and I'm wondering if they're communicating with my angels or they want to communicate with me.
Yeah, they want to communicate with you and just mostly send you their love. I just feel lots of love pouring down to you from them. And again, if you want to contact me, we can go individually into each of them and get a message if you'd like. So
yes, I'd like that. I want to give them a message, or they want to give, which one wants to give me a message?
Well,
how about my mom, my dad, or my grandma?
Okay,
sounds
okay.
Like extended family.
Yeah, we'll do that on an individual session rather than on the air, because mm-hmm. It takes me a little time to go find them directly. So
yes, that's fine.
Okay. But so, they're all sending their love.
Yep.
That's what they want you to know.
Yep, and let's do this for Krista. Let's give out the number for her from Sue, information about you, because we've got a minute left, so we can wrap it up
absolutely.
With that.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So, if you want to take advantage of the Dr. Pat special, which is you pay for one half hour and get the second one at no charge, and you want to talk to your angels, you can call me at 800-323-1790, 800-323-1790. My website is theangellady.net, And there's a way you can get a free angel success download with some remedies and some angels if you'd like. And then my three books are Angel First Aid. Every book has a list of all the angels. And if you send me an email, SueStorm@earthlink.net, I will send you an angel guide. So you'll have a list of all the angels we talk about and even a whole lot we don't talk about. That's something new that's just available for me to offer to you.
Yeah, and that's perfect from Sue Storm. She's the angel lady on the Dr. Pat Show. Thank you for joining us today and tuning in on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. We'll see you next time.